We wish to congratulate you on the free SHS policy. As people involved in providing support to several needy children to get education, we are well placed to assess the impact of such a transformative policy on most families in Ghana and also offer some comment. Please do not be disillusioned by your critics and the implementation difficulties you will encounter. Sir, you're on the right path and you do have our full support. Next is your decision and action on the legal mining of Galamsey Menace. Though a very difficult decision, you managed to implement it and deserve commendation. Please see to it at the very end, which includes restoring the degraded environment, including the water bodies and the vegetation, and facilitating the young ones involved to get skills, training, and sustainable employment. Importantly, make sure that Ghana never experiences this menace again by enforcing rules and regulations without fear or favour. We wish to commend you on programs such as Planting for Food and Agriculture and One District, One Factory. We are very interested in these programs because of their employment generation potential, especially for our youth. Next, Your Excellency, we wish you not to relent on your resolve to eliminate indiscipline, especially bribery and corruption from the Ghanaian culture. We urge you not to look at persons, positions, relations and status and enforcing rules and regulations. This is the only way that the habit of discipline will be built. Additionally, sir, as you punish wrongdoing, try to reward right or honest behavior, especially in public office. Also acknowledge and reward especially volunteerism and selfless service to our dear country, Ghana. This, we believe, is a sure path in bringing about change. The change that Ghana needs, in our view, is about each and every Ghanaian behaving differently and starting with those in leadership. We are solidly behind you.
President Akufo-Addo said governments will continue to implement policies that will improve the conditions of Ghanaians. He said the One District, One Factory policy will see a systematic rollout this year.
The hope is that by the end of the four-year mandate, at least 1 million farmers will be inside the program. And that, therefore, should mean that we could make a really serious dent on reliance on foreign supplies of foodstuff for our country. Those are all important developments for us. So the One District, One Factory, I think that this year we'll see a really systematic unveiling of the program on the ground. Jobs is the major preoccupation of the young people of our country. And we in government, we should have to facilitate and find solutions to important social problems. And the One District, One Factory as a base for the industrialization of our country is a contribution that we're making to that exercise. So I'm grateful for the support of the church and of councils like yours, as well as in this very difficult task against the menace to our lands. It's a very uncomfortable and difficult exercise, but we have to put that aside and look at the larger interests of the nation. And that is what I'm trying to look at by insisting that this fight must go on until we can see appreciable improvement in the quality of our landscape and the environment and of a system that will therefore perpetuate itself in trying to improve and seeing to it that we don't return back to the bad old days in handling our environment.
President Akufo-Addo.